Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Knock Radio, Saturday edition. As you all well know, the show can't go until after you've heard your daily hello. Bring that up a little bit. Good afternoon, you American Knuckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 281st day with only 84 remaining in 2022. Today is National Hero Day, and that honors the people we look up to and who inspire us to be the best persons we can possibly be. I inadvertently deleted a whole bunch, so these are short today. It's also International Off-Road Day that celebrates those who live for the grit and love of the off-road. It's National Chess Day. Chess developed in India during the 5th century. It's National Costume Swap Day that encourages pirates, princesses, dragons, and wizards to trade costumes. Hopefully they're clean. Hey, Sean, you get a day. It's National Motorcycle Ride Day. So do you, Ron. That encourages all motorcyclists in the U.S. and the world to get out on their motorcycles for a day of united riding. I wonder if that means they hook up together. I didn't say it was from Frisco. It's National Flutter Nutter Butter Day. And where did the term of flutter and nutter come from? Well, the advertising agency for Durkee Mower created it in 1960 in an attempt to effectively market the peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich. All right, so peanut butter. It's American Touch Tag Day, and dating back to ancient Rome, this game has been played worldwide with a variety of names and rules. Typically, it involves a player running around chasing other players in an attempt to tag or touch them. Most forms of this game have no teams, no score, or equipment. Usually, the goal involves being the last player left, tagged, or being safe. It's also I Love Yarn Day, and yarn lovers and crafters around the world rejoice. I Love Yarn Day embraces the opportunity to share your craft with someone new. It's National Pierogi Day, and that recognizes an international dish that is a type of dumpling. Yum. It's day 939 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who can be seen this very evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can go from fat to fit with one good vowel movement. Oh, ain't that the truth? Oh, man. See, now the first time I did these, it took me three times through on the music. And this time we only went one and a half. But I edited them out because, as you know, I always read more in the hello for the start of the show than I do for the one that everybody gets in the morning. Hey, everybody, I'm Leprechaun. I shall be your host for the next, about an hour-ish. It's Saturday. We're on American Rock Radio's show on a Mojo 5-0. It's the Rock'em Sock'em Saturday show. Normally, I bring you music. And hopefully good music, because you guys seem to keep coming back and enjoying it. Well, what I have for you today is a bit of a change-up. Instead of the tunages, how about some yuck-yucks? And what better way to start yuck-yucks than baseball season, right? Well, if you're going to do comedy, you might as well start with the classics. I've got Abbott and Costello in this first one for you to make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday the way we always do. But today it's music. It's not going to be. It'll be yuck yucks. Abbott and Costello, who's on first in honor of baseball season? To the yuck yucks we go.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. Didn't you expect him, did you? Now, he always shapes up. Now, why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear?
All right, what would they like to hear?
Something different. Now, okay. Is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
Oh, now, wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah, we got the props for you here. Oh, you came prepared, didn't you?
All set, huh? Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me see. It looks all right.
Okay, all right.
Now, we'll pretend. We'll just pretend. All right, I'll take it easy with that. We'll just pretend that we're organizing a baseball team here at the Retired Actors Home. And I am the manager. Now,
you're going to be the manager of the Retired Actors Baseball Team?
Yes.
I would like to join the Retired Actors Baseball Team.
Oh, you would?
And I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know, they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
I know, a lot of funny names.
You know, like Stinky Fields.
Stinky Fields.
Goofy Dan.
Boopy Barber.
Booby Barber.
I know all those names.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Now, Abby, you going to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
Well, I should.
Well, now you tell me the guy's names on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't said nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's names on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Now, wait a minute. I'm
asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it. That's his name.
Well, you ain't said nothing. I ain't asked you nothing.
You did?
You know the guy's name on first base?
Sure.
Tell me the guy's name on first base.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who is on first, Lou?
What are you asking me for?
Don't get excited. I'm saying who...
I'm asking you a simple question. Who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who? Yeah. I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no. What's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Don't mix up my...
I'm not mixing up anybody. Now, what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking...
Whoa. How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name?
Yes.
I don't know anybody's name on the team. How could I mention a guy's name?
You did? You just mentioned it.
All right, what's the guy's name on third base?
No, what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on first.
Guy's name on third base.
Yes, you did.
All right, then, who's playing third base?
No, who's on first?
I'm not asking you what's on first.
What's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. He's third base. I don't know anybody on a baseball team.
You do. You mention their names.
I do?
Sure.
You got an outfield?
Well, naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Tell you what?
The left fielder's name.
Why?
Because I want to know. Because.
Oh, he's center field. You know these players as well.
Who's in center field?
No, who's on first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. Do you know the guy's names on the team?
Look, Louis, you don't seem to understand. See, I have a first baseman.
I ask you, what's the first baseman's name?
No, what's the second baseman's
name? I'm going to stop asking you, sir. I ask you, what's the first baseman's name?
What's the second baseman's
name? I don't even get past the first. All right, who's on second?
Who's on first?
What base do you want to talk about?
You talk about anyone you want to talk about.
All right, now who's on first?
Right.
Okay. All right, you got a first baseman.
Yes.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Every dollar of it.
Who gets it?
He does. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. Why not, Lou? He's earned it.
Who did?
Yes.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, you get a receipt from the guy?
Sure.
How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
Well, that's how he signs it.
That's how who signs it?
Yes.
Who's going to tell me?
That's it.
Who? Look, you go to first baseman.
Yes.
And you say to him, here's your money, sign the receipt. How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs it.
That's how who signs it?
Yes.
Sure. You gotta get a receipt from the guy, don't you?
Get one, Lou.
How does the guy in first base sign his name?
Who?
The guy at first. I'm asking. When you give the guy the money, what's the guy's name that you give the money to?
Now, wait a minute. What signs his own?
Who signs his own?
No, who signs his?
I mean, what's the guy's name on first you give
what
the...
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
Name, the center field. I don't know if you got a pitcher on the team.
Well, this will be a fine team without a pitcher.
It's a fine team without the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow. I can't change that name.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Go ahead, tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
Why not tell me today?
I'm telling you.
Then tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
All right, what time tomorrow you tell me the pitcher's name?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Who is not pitching?
I'll break you around, you see. Who's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Certainly you've got a catcher on a baseball team.
Catcher's name?
Today.
Today. Tomorrow's pitching, today's catcher.
Now you've got it.
Now I got it. All I got, we got a couple of days on a team, that's
I
all.
I can't help that, Lou. I don't
You know, I'm a pretty good catcher myself.
And so they tell me.
Yeah, now I get behind the plate and I'm going to do some fancy catching, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, right?
Yeah.
Now tomorrow he winds up the ball and I'm behind the plate and the heavy hitter gets up.
Yeah.
Now the heavy hitter gets up and he's ready to hit the ball and tomorrow's going to throw the ball and I'm the catcher. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to try, tomorrow throws the ball, the guy that bunts the ball. Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to home.
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw the ball at first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Sure. Look, the guy is running at first base, yeah. Ivan. I want to throw the guy out.
So
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
And who's got it?
Naturally.
Huh. So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
No. You throw the ball to first base, then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's it. Now you're
sure, same thing. Right. I pick up the ball, so I throw it to Naturally.
You don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying!
Same.
I said I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
You ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Same as you!
Say it that way.
I throw the ball to Naturally.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Now who's got it? Naturally. That's what I said.
Right.
Whoever it is better get it. That's
He'll
all
get
I can
it. Don't
you.
Worry about who. Who'll get it?
Yes. He better get it.
All right.
Now, I throw the ball to whoever it is, drops the ball so the guy runs a second.
Yeah.
Who picks up the ball and throws the what throws the, I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Could be.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn. I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I mean,
oh, that's good. That is so good. Good old-fashioned classic humor. You can't go wrong. At least I don't think so. That had me laughing. Now, what won't have you laughing, but is really cool, that's if you go over to mojolaserpros.com. Yep, that's your portal into Romika Designs. And over there at Romika Designs, they have all kinds of goodies. Oh, man. I even saw where they're making hats now. Well, it's a leather-patched hat, so it's a regular hat with a leather patch on it. Oh, dude, it looks really cool. You have to get on over there and check it out. And the only way to do that is to go to mojolaserpros.com. Yep. And that will help you out bigly. And, and then you can get over and subscribe to YouTube for when Ron's doing projects inside the shop there. He'll turn the cameras on and let you watch him work live. I don't know whether he has pants on or not. You'd have to log in and find out. I don't know, but who knows? That's over there at mojolaserpros.com. Yep. More funnies, more yucks. I don't know. That last one was good. Now, here's somebody a little bit newer. One each, Lewis Gizzard. And Gizzard? Grizzard. It's kind of far from my eyes right now. But it's called Southern Language. Let's see what he has to say. To the yuck yucks we go again.
As I travel across the width and breadth of this great country, I find out there still is a chasm of misunderstanding between people in the North and people in the South, and it basically boils down to language. Now, here's one of the things that irritates me perhaps the most of anything in the world. Nothing irritates me worse than to see an actor or an actress in a movie or television show trying to do a southern accent who's obviously a northern person. Right or wrong? Exactly right. Now I believe this firmly, that you born to talk like this. You can't learn to talk like this, what I'm saying. You just can't learn to do it, you know. There's certain nuances you just, you know, can't do. Driving Miss Daisy is a good example. If you saw that movie, it happened in Atlanta. It was filmed in Atlanta. Dan Aykroyd played Miss Daisy's son, an Atlanta businessman, and he tried throughout the entire movie to say the southern version of the word H-E-R-E, which is him. Come on, him. Bring out the bottle over here. He said it, "Hee-haw, I'm standing over here, mother." I thought he was trying to do a donkey. "Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw." What is this? "Hee-haw." Nobody says that. If Dan Aykroyd's a southerner, my butt's a typewriter, is what I'm trying to tell you. You know, and Dick Feller wrote all that music for Smokey and the Bandit. I wish he would have helped. Jackie Gleason was son of a bitch. Jackie just could not, he messed it up every time, you know. I tell you, the toughest thing's been for Southerners lately with this Gulf War. You know how hard it is for a Southerner to say Shiite? That's tough. I'm gonna beat the Shiite out of you. You know what the mating call of the Georgia peach is, don't you? "Shiite, I'm so drunk. I want to become the first Southerner ever to appear on a movie or on a television show doing a Northern accent. They can't do us. I believe we can do them. I have been practicing. Listen to this.
I think I'll have a bottle of pop. A bottle of pop.
Southern comes from down here somewhere, you know.
Yankee comes from right here, right up in here.
Why do they call it pop in the first place? It don't go pop. I guess they think when you open it goes pop. It don't go pop. When you open it goes whoosh. Can't you have a bottle of whoosh? Sound like something Kathy Rigsby might advertise on television. Try new whoosh douche. Come on, Kathy, we're tired of that. We say pop in the South. We said I'll pop you upside the head with this Coca-Cola bottle if you mess with me. I am convinced God talks like us. I am. I think God has a southern accent. I believe that. Now, I didn't just blurt that out. I put some time and thought into that. I must have thought about that 4 or 5 seconds before I said it. It's a long time for me. But can you imagine God getting thirsty and saying, "I think I'll have a bottle of pop"? God said, "Bring one of them Coca-Colas over here. Right now, I'm God." I don't know. One thing I did find out, though, that there are certain physical things that occur when a Southerner attempts to speak like a Yankee. I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I will show you now that when I do,
"I think I'll have a bottle of pop,"
you have to squint your butt up. That's why y'all Yankees walk this way. So they got to... got their butt squinted up, because you can't talk like that and you just squint your butt up. And it's hard for me because I ain't got no butt. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened to my butt. I didn't have one when I was born. I'd walk around and people say, "My God, Lewis, they've stolen your butt." One of the problems I think we have in this ongoing chasm is understanding between people in the North and people in the South is that our law enforcement terms are a little different here. I mean, we look at law enforcement a little differently, and our law enforcement officers are not the same as they are up north, and people get confused. Now, imagine, I believe this in my heart, in all my heart, that at some point in every Yankee's life, he or she is going to make his or her way to Panama City, Florida. It's just going to happen, all right? Now, let's just say a couple from Ohio, just for example. going down to Panama City, never been south before in their life. And they're going, they're just outside of Dump Truck County, Alabama. They get stopped by Deputy Sheriff Sonny Bubba Junebug Johnson. His real name's Junebug, but his mama calls him Sonny Bubba. Now, Sonny Bubba gonna get out of his squad car. Big old stout boy. The first thing out of Sonny Bubba's mouth, he's gonna ask this man for something. Now, keep in mind, this fella has never been south before. Imagine his surprise when Sonny Bubba looks over and says, "Let me see your driving license." Driving license. I know what driving license are, and you know what driving license are. This guy ain't got no clue, right? His wife said, "What do you say, Bob? Geez, I don't know what he's saying." Sonny Bubba gets about all this he can stand. He finally said, "Where y'all from anyway?" Guy said, "Columbus." He said, "Don't you lie to me. I seen them Ohio license plates on that car." Can't fool Sonny Bubba. Used to be great signs all the South. You don't see them anymore, but all the South, when I was a little boy, they had signs that said, "Save America, impeach Earl Warren." They were everywhere. Coastal South Carolina, South Carolina State Patrolman is parked behind one of them signs on his motorcycle. And he looks down the road, and here comes the longest, most obscene-looking, brand-new Cadillac you ever seen for your life. Gets red, and it's got white upholstery. One fella driving, another fella sitting in the side of the passenger seat. New Jersey license plates. Going 55 miles an hour. Not 56, not 54, 55 miles an hour. He figures they got to be up to something. So he pulls him over, walks over to the car, and the window is still up on the driver's side. Takes out his nightstick and gently raps on the window. Tap, 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 tap. Very arrogantly, the driver reaches over and hits the button. Bzzz, the window comes down. He starts beating the hell out of the man with his nightstick. "What you hit me for? I was just going 55 miles an hour." He said, "Let me tell you, young man, next time you're driving through the state of South Carolina, a law enforcement officer approaches your car, you have that window down, you have your driver's license out. Do you understand that?" "Yes, sir, I understand. Don't hit me with that stick no more." Walked over to the passenger side. His window's still up. Takes out the nightstick. Tap, 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 tap. Very arrogant, the guy reaches over and hits it. Bzzz. Starts flailing the hell out of him. "What you hit me for? I wasn't even driving. Police brutality." He said, "I'm making your wish come true." Said, "You making my wish come true?" He said, "Yeah. You know, and I know, y'all can get about 4 or 5 miles down the road here, and you're going to turn your little buddy and say, 'I wish that son of a bitch hit me with that stick.'" Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Yep, I wish he'd hit me with that stick. Mm-hmm, not me, Bubba. No, 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 no. I hope you guys are having a blast. I am. These things are just keeping me chuckling as all get out. You know, you might want to get on over to AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Yep, that's AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Get you a cup of coffee to go with these good humorous boys today. Yep, there ain't nothing like a cup of Joe and some chuckles to make the show go good. And the best coffee you can find is over there at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's right, DM does the best coffee there is. And when you pop over, be sure to wish him a happy birthday. I believe it's his birthday. Yep, Mr. DM's birthday. And that's over at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. All right, it's a Saturday, normally tunages, but we're doing yuck yucks today. Let's see how we doing on time. Let's squeeze another one in, shall we? Here's a good old boy from the South, and most people like this guy, by the name of Jerry Clower. People know him. Jerry, take it away.
It's a story that's been going around all my life. I've heard a lot of versions of it, but it's real, it's funny. And the thing that makes it so funny, it's not hard for me and you, being small town folk, to realize how an individual can really love a dog. There was a man in South Mississippi who was illiterate. He couldn't read or write.
And he had an old boy
named W.L. W.L. Ledbetter. This old man was Uncle Crack. Uncle Crack Ledbetter. He was a distant cousin to Uncle Versy. Well, old man Crack Ledbetter got him a job at the railroad at an early age and saved his money. And his life's ambition was to educate his only son, W.L. Send him off to college. W.L. was a smart young man. He finished high school. He took the money and caught the city of New Orleans and went to Batesville, Mississippi. He got on the bus at Batesville and went to University of Mississippi at Oxford and enrolled and was making good grades, but he spent more money than he should have spent. And he got to thinking, what is it I can do to impress my father that he would send me some more money and wouldn't be griping about me spending so much up here? And old W.L. got to thinking, Papa's done sent me a bunch of money, not done run through it, even though I'm making my grades, my soul. I need me some more money. I like getting in these share social things and spending a little money, eating them foot-long hot dogs. So he wrote home and told his mama that could read, said, you tell Papa that old Rover, that dog he worships, that dog he loves, that dog he thinks more of than me, that if he'll send old Rover up here on the train to me and $100, I got a professor up here that can teach old Rover to read. And that old man went wild. Oh, have mercy, get old Rover ready. Oh, Rover can read, and I ain't never been able to read. I have a son and a dog that can read. Oh, he sent old Rover up there with $100. Wasn't long, after about 3 months, that $100 run out. Old boy said, I need me some more money. He wrote his mama again, said, send $200 more. Tell Papa there's a professor up here that'll teach old Rover to talk. He actually can say a few words. Send the $200. Old boy graduated. It's time to go home. He done got his degree. He don't know what he's going to do. He got to figure out something. Because the old man's done told everybody in town, boy's coming home tomorrow and going to bring old Rover. Y'all come. He's going to read and talk to you. Train pulled into the station. That old man is there with his best suit of clothes on. People got off. Band was playing. Everybody was squalling. Old man didn't see W.L. Everybody got off the train and he looked. And W.L. done got off of the last car up there about 200 yards. And the old man run up there. Said, son, where's Rover? Where's Rover? He said, Papa, I got off up here by myself. I just wanted to share this with you. Said, we is coming along up yonder around a curve. That city of New Orleans is doing 97 miles an hour. Me and old Rover was sitting there. He was sitting over there on a chair reading the paper. And said, he is telling me what the news was in the paper. And then he lowered that paper down and he looked over at me and he said, W.L., I can't wait to get to your mama to tell her what I saw the maid and your daddy doing one time. And W.L. started crying, said, Papa, it just infuriated me and made me so mad that an animal that me and you love as much as we love that dog would tell a low-down stinking thing on you like that. And before I knew it, I'd grabbed him in his collar and I'd flung him off the back of that train and he hit on them cross ties and bounced and went out a deep ditch. Said, I know it killed him. And the old man looked up and said, son, are you sure that lying dog is dead?
Oh, goodness gracious, that poor lion dog. I'm wondering if it had a pillow to rest on in its final days from over there at Mr. Mike Lindell's site, you know, mypillow.com. Yeah, if he did, he would probably have scrolled over about three tabs at the top and then down about three other on the side where it says radio specials. Yep. And once you get in there, use the promo code MOJO50 and save all kinds of dough. They got them slippers for like, what are they? Down to just scant dollars from multiples of triplets of dollars. So you can get on over there and check it out because it's getting later in the day and you don't want to be left behind. So get on over there to MyPillow.com because, like I say, it's late in the day.
Romper, bumper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Yay, it's Saturday, so I sure hope they have. I do. Let's see, we got me cousins. Let's see, there's Marlene and Nettie and Cheryl and Vicky, and I think Tamron's listening too. And my brother Brad and David should be listening. I hope y'all are doing good. Yep. I can't believe the family reunion went by so quick. Let's see who else is there. We've got Miss Heather out in the Carolinas and Miss Holly, who next week will have her 100th episode. But this week, yep, it's all about the pumpkin and holiday spices. Yep, pumpkin spice. Miss Diana is listening. We got Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mikey and Becca and Brecca and Kim Gummy and Jack Hole Lazarus and Jason and Carla and New York Crafting and Farmer and my homegirl Miss Audrey driving the Millennium Falcon. There's Rick. There's Kathy. I hope you're having a less stressful weekend than it was for the week, my dear. There's Miss Chelsea. There's the Knights at St. Neen. There's Crystal and Fred and Miss Emily. There's Rob and Jason and Magneto. There's Chelsea, Liz, and Sue. Hello, Miss Olga. I think you get company next weekend, if I do remember. And there's Lenny and Kevin. Let's see the date. Yeah, pretty close to getting that there puppy off, I do believe. See, there's Miss Melissa. There's Michelle. There's Mallory. There's Kelly. There's Nikki. There's Rocky. There's Crystal. There's Miss Gloria. And my family, let's see, there's Jen, Bob, Allie, and Nick. Hi, guys. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. And there's Dark Phoenix and Miss Mary and Crystal and Ms. Marnie, Liz. Who am I missing? Oh, Chet and Robert. There's Danny, there's Timmy, there's Klopp, and Miss Erica, the little terrier. Mr. Peyton, who posts the shows for us. There's a Mr. Ethan up there in Cincinnati. Mr. Lynn out there in St. Charles. Tommy to boot. Hey, guys, I hope you're all doing great. There's Miss Jamie, my partner from Ain't You a Peach and the Conspiratorium Consultants. Let's see, tomorrow on the Conspiratorium Consultants, we talk about the Tuskegee Airmen, or not the Airmen, but the Tuskegee Experiment. Ooh, not good stuff. And then, let's see, that's at 7 o'clock in the morning in the second hour of Sunday Long Live. And then at 12 o'clock, Jamie and I will be hosting Ain't You a Peach. I don't know what we're calling tomorrow. Babbling in a Peach, for all I know. Oh, my goodness gracious. Who am I forgetting? There's Debbie and Shane. Hi, guys. I hope you all are doing well there in Texas. And Miss Linda. And Sarah, when she happens to tune in. Who did I miss? I missed somebody. I know. You're going, me. And I'm blind and can't see. So I'll catch you next week. I promise thee. Oh, my God. That's terrible. All right. We've been doing Yuck Yucks, humorous comedians. I didn't do any comedians this week. Bummer, I didn't think of it until just now. Kind of late in the day, ain't it? All right, let's get to some more. Somebody had mentioned Gabriel Iglesias. And when I heard Iglesias, I thought of, what's that singer's name? Something Iglesias. He's supposed to be all sexy and whatnot. Antonio? No, that's Banderas. I don't know. There was some Iglesias. Hugo? Igor? I can't remember. Anyway, I've got Gabriel for you. And he don't sing, but I think he's pretty Chuckley. Let's see what he has to say, shall we? Away we go.
I have a bus driver named Dave who has never received any credit, and he's been working for me for almost 10 years now. This man has successfully gotten me to every single comedy show on time without fail. If I had to describe him to you, okay? Dave looks like the word Merica. Not America, Merica. He's about 6 feet tall, he's white, he has a gray beard, and he wears a trucker hat. And he's gotta be one of the most hardworking people I have ever met. Now, when I say hardworking, hey, I'm on the road 46 weeks out of the year, so I know. Differences, I fly home every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Dave stays on that bus and he gets it to the next city where we meet him. He works anniversaries, holidays, special moments. Christmas time, I was with my family. Dave was driving that bus on the East Coast. New Year's, I was with my family. Dave was on the East Coast driving that bus. One of the hardest working people I've ever met. I just want to give him a shout out. In addition to being hardworking, he's very honest. Now, when I say honest, I don't mean, oh, he does his taxes right. I mean painfully honest, no filter honest. He talks the way people used to. He does not have time to mince words. He just calls it like he sees it. Before me, he used to work with a man by the name of Kenny G. Grammy Award winner, amazing, amazing music. One day, Kenny G was on his tour bus that Dave was driving, and I guess the two of them had a little discussion, and Kenny G used some words that Dave would have rather him not have used, and instead of getting into it with him, this is what Dave does. Kicked Kenny G off of his own bus. Because he would rather lose his job than lose his self-respect. And that's the man I work with. He's a bad dude. You guys are clapping, but you should have seen the interview. Oh man, that was a good one. He looks at me and he says, hey, let's get one thing straight. I don't give a shit who you are. You treat me right, I'll treat you right. You pay me on time, you'll live. Not to mention the fact that he keeps that tour bus squeaky clean. And he takes a lot of pride in that as well. One night, I was drinking on the bus, and I go to put my cup down, and I missed the table, and the cup hit the floor. I didn't get up right away to get the cup, because I figured I'm gonna get up in a couple minutes and make myself another drink. I'll pick up the cup then. Dave sees the cup on the floor, and then he looks at me and says, hey, I ain't your mama, pick that shit up. I get to the back of the bus and I'm like, wait a minute, I pay him. Hey, Dave, shut up. Yeah, I'll be in the back in my room. Thank you. Drive safe. And people tell me, you work with a man who talks that way to you? Why? Let me tell you why. Because he's honest. With Dave, you know exactly what you get. Nowadays, it is so hard for me to tell who's being genuine and who has an agenda. And with him, you know exactly where you stand. If he likes you, he loves you. And if not, you're on the curb with Kenny G. That being said, I have a story to share. About a year and a half ago, maybe longer, we're on the bus and we're heading down the highway. Just so you have kind of an understanding of the bus layout, let's say this is the front. Here's Dave the driver, empty seat, and then a sliding door that goes in between him and the rest of the tour bus. My buddy Alfred and I are in the living room portion and we're watching TV. we're watching the news. And on the news, there's this person who is running for some type of office. No particular office. And I guess their big plan is to erect a structure between two bodies of land. Somewhere. And I guess they want one side of the structure to finance the entire project. Well, my buddy Alfred and I, we have a lot of family that works in construction, and we know a bad job when we see one. So we started to voice our opinion out loud about how we felt about this person and what they wanted to do. We're being very loud. So loud, Dave can hear us. And then we hear Dave. America. I yell out to Dave. I said, be quiet, Dave. This isn't about you. He taps a button on the dashboard that activates the sliding door. And when the door is about that far from closing, he yells out, I'm building a wall. I couldn't even get upset because I was too much in shock over the fact that that came out of someone 4 feet away from me. My buddy Alfred and I, we look like chickens. We're like, my cell phone goes off. I take out my phone and there's a text message from Dave. And I said, that's right. He better say, I'm sorry. He better say, just kidding. I open up the text message and it says, and you're paying for it. And people tell me, you still work with him after that? Yes, I do. I trust that man with my life every single night. I know where his heart's at. He can say whatever he wants. At the end of the day, he still has to drive around the king of the Mexicans.
Well, a little leftish on that one, but still humorous. At least I thought it was humorous. Now, what isn't humorous, that's if you go to givemelibertynow.org/mojo50. And what that gives you is your entrance into Nick Searcy's movie, Capital Punishment, which is the truth of what happened on January 6th. And for a small $10, at least when I got it, it was only $10, you can see actual footage of what happened and hear interviews from people that have been impacted by what's happened after the fact. So get on over there. That's givemelibertynow.org/mojo50. All right, let's see. How are we doing on time? I've still got two left. All right. This gentleman sounds a lot like Jerry Cloward, but he isn't. It's Mr. James Gregory, kind of a heavyset gentleman. Let's see what he has to say. I do believe they're talking about trailer parks. And to the next set of Yuck Yucks.
But I got this theory I've come up with after a lifetime of watching news coverage or tornadoes. I believe there's a conspiracy to make those of us who live in tornado country to look ignorant on TV. Don't you find it odd that after thousands of tornadoes, thousands of destroyed homes over the years, they never can interview anybody that's been to the dentist? You have never seen on the evening news a tornado victim from a trailer park in a three-piece suit, a monogram shirt, going, yes, this was rather devastating. A tree fell on the Lexus, and there's quite a bit of rubble in our hot tub. I believe with all my heart that when a tornado hits, the news director at the local TV station, he tells his reporter, get out to the trailer park and interview a dumbass. And try to find one who's married to a fat woman. And hey, listen, have you noticed that everything's destroyed except for the produce signs? If a camera zooms in on that, tomatoes for sale, spelled with an R, 45 cents a pound or 2 pounds for a dollar. Now the whole world knows we can't spell, and hell, we can't add either. And here's the couple they interview. The husband, the head of the household, he's always real sickly, anemic looking, real frail, like 112 pounds. 108 without the belt buckle. Wearing a John Deere cap. Got that out of the way. He's got a tattoo on a wooden arm. He saw a sign at the mall, tattoo it while you wait. He said, hell, I ain't gotta wait. Got a tire gauge in his pocket. That's in case the trailer don't seem level. And he's wearing a key ring with 2 pounds of keys. What the hell is that all about? There's only 3 doors in this man's life. Truck, trailer, and tool shed. Now there stands next to his wife. His wife, God bless her, weighs 400. That's wearing those tight polyester pants. You know, little irrigation ditches in that eye. Why do they wear that? Don't they know how that looks? I know they're fat, but hell, they're not blind. Can a 400-pound woman put on tight polyester pants, then look in a mirror and go, all right. And she's always wearing I just thought of this, I'm gonna throw it in. She's always wearing flip-flops. Because she thinks her feet are her best feature. And sadly, she's right about that. And she's always wearing a beeper. Let me tell you all about fat people and beepers. They should wear the old kind of beeper, the one that made a noise. They got these modern high-tech ones now. They don't make a noise. They simply vibrate. Well, trust me on this. If you weigh 400 pounds, you're missing calls.
That was James Gregory, big old boy, but rather humorous. Kind of reminds me a lot of Jerry Cloward there, you know, talking about down home and little backwoods kind of stuff. Let's see, who haven't we done? Oh, you know, And speaking of down home and needing grub, you might want to get over there to Prepare with Mojo 50. Yep, that's preparewithmojo50.com. And that gets you into Romica Designs, my Patriot Supply, where you can find either the 3 month or the 3 week supply. Both of them are on sale, and you always want to save a buck when you can. All right, let's see what else we got going on. We're down to about 6 minutes, four and a half. We got five. Let's see if we can't squeeze one last one in. Barry Brewer to the Yuck Yucks.
Then you get married. You try to get married. I don't know. Like older people, y'all different. Like older men that's married, they don't tell you what's going on in marriage. They just kind of give you signs. And older women, they get so excited when they hear another woman's getting married. Me and my girl's about to get married. Like, they just had a moment. Girl, I got a florist for you. I got everything. They just went on there and started talking. I'm stuck with this older man just looking at me. I don't know this man at all. So he's just looking at me and laughing like. So I'm just excited, thinking I'm doing the right thing. Like, yeah, so I'm getting married. Like, yeah, I heard. He's like, why? This man been married 50 years. What do you mean? Why am I doing it? I was like, man, because I love her. He started laughing. He's like, I'm like, what's so funny? He's like, don't worry about it. You'll find out. He said, so you love her, huh? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm like, sir, you keep laughing. It's making me uncomfortable. You have something to say? He's like, don't worry about it. You'll find out. So then it just got awkward and quiet, and he looked like he was trying to gesture. He's like, I'm like, what are you saying? His wife like, baby, you ready to go? I'm ready to go. Don't worry about it, sir. You, son, you'll find out. And he walked away. Then I got into this big argument. Got married years later. We was having a great, great conversation. You know, ever having that moment with your mate and you be like, man, this is why I married you. It's all good. Everything's clicking on all cylinders. And she asked me questions like, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be? She's like, I would be a lioness. It's like, I'm starting thinking of animals. I'm like, man, as a man, I want an animal to represent me. That's what you would think. So I think about a bear. I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to have a gut. I was thinking about deer. I'm like, nah, I don't like the signs. They be on the signs like this. I was like, I'd be an eagle. An eagle's a dope animal. It flies, it sees places nobody see. She's like, do you not want to be in this relationship? I'm like, what you mean? She's like, what did I say I was going to be? I said, you said you was going to be a lioness. She said, what you say you was going to be? It's like an eagle. She said, that adds up to you. I was like, I didn't know we was together in this animal kingdom. You asked me what I want to be. She's like, how are we not together? I'm like, you said, what would I want to be? I'm not thinking relationship. I'm just thinking of the animal. She's like, if you want to fly away from this relationship, just say that. I was like, okay, I'll be a lion. She's like, no, I don't want to change you because you always say I'm changing you. I don't want to change you. So let me ask you this, Mr. Eagle. Would you at least come visit me? So I'm thinking like, do eagles visit lions? I was like, no, you would eat me. She's like, so you wouldn't even come check on me? I'm like, you're a lion. You would eat me. She's like, so you wouldn't be my friend? I'm like, is something wrong with you? You're a lion. She's like, Simba had friends. I said, Simba as in the Lion King, the movie? She's like, I was like, that's a movie. What are y'all? She's like, this became a real argument. She's like, we need to go to counseling because it's obvious that you want to not be in this relationship. So we are sitting in the counselor office because I wanted to be an eagle. I'm like, what's going on in my life? So she tells the pastor what happened, and the pastor say, she tells him, I told him I want to be a lioness, and I asked him, what would he want to be, pastor? You know what he said? The pastor say, what? Eagle. The pastor say, what? And it's a man pastor, so I'm thinking I'm in good company. I'm like, he gonna tell her she's off, clearly. He turns to me and says, Barry, do you not want to be in the relationship somewhere subconsciously? I'm like, okay, she must have paid him. Something's going on. Something sneaky going on. So he's like, can you leave? I want to speak to him by myself. So she leaves the room and he starts laughing. He's like, I'm like, what are you laughing at? He's like, I told you, you'll find out.
American Rock Radio.